My name is Wajid Naseem. I am faculty member, assistant professor in Qaid-e-Azam University, Islamabad, Pakistan. And my co-authors include Dr. Ishfaq Ahmed. He is the professor in University of Agriculture, Faisalabad, Pakistan. As well as he is my supervisor of my PhD studies. And Dr. Professor Asuri Bano. She is basically chairperson of Department of Plant Sciences, Qaid-e-Azam University, Islamabad. And finally, Dr. Garrett Hoogenboom, who look after me, my studies regarding simulation of sunflower crop. So the outlines of presentations include introduction of sunflower and objective of research experiment, materials and methods, results, conclusions and recommendations, acknowledgement, and finally the pictorial view of my research trial. Local production of edible oil in Pakistan is 0.778 million tons, while the 1.29 million tons of edible oils was imported, which is amount Pakistani rupees 84 billion. While the total availability of edible oil from all the sources amounted 2.068 million tons during 2010, according to Government of Pakistan. The area under cultivation of sunflower includes 872,000 acres, and from this area the production includes for seed 554,000 tons, as well as the production of oil from this area 211,000 tons, according to Government of Pakistan. Demand of edible oil is increasing day by day due to increasing population as well as other critical factors. While the sunflower contains 40% oil and 22% protein contents. The objective of my research trial include to evaluate the performance of oil crop sun model for its ability to simulate growth and development of sunflower hybrids in arid, semi-arid, and sub-humid conditions of Punjab, Pakistan. And the second one objective include to determine the application of oil crop sun model for forecasting final crop biomass and akin's yield for sunflower under growing conditions of Punjab, Pakistan. Materials and methods includes the study that I conducted in different locations in Gujranwala, that is the sub-humid area, Faisalabad, that is the semi-arid area, and Multan, that is the arid area of Pakistan. And this graph shows the different locations where experimental trial were conducted in Punjab, Pakistan. Experimental sites includes Multan, Faisalabad, Gujranwala, and their latitude, longitude, elevation, mean temperature, annual rainfall, soil series, and climatic zones are located in this table. These are the climatic variables, and this graph shows the climatic parameter, average maximum temperature, minimum temperature, solar radiation, and rainfall or precipitation during the conductance of research trial, or you can say the life cycle of crop production during sunflower in Multan, Faisalabad, and Gujranwala. Treatments includes randomized complete block design with separate plot arrangement was used with three replications, along with the net plot size of 4.5 into 5 meter. Seed rate was 7 kg per hectare, phosphorus that was used 60 kg per hectare, potash that was 60 kg per hectare was also used, while there were three sunflower hybrids, Hyson 33, Hyson 38, and Pioneer, while nitrogen levels were used 0 kg nitrogen per hectare, 60 kg nitrogen per hectare, 120 kg nitrogen per hectare, that was standard, 180 kg per hectare, and finally 240 kg per hectare nitrogen was used. And results includes This graph or figure shows the comparison of simulated and observed values of leaf area index and total dry matter of different sunflower hybrids in different nitrogen rates along the figure number A, B, C, in 0 nitrogen kg per hectare, 120 kg per hectare and 240 kg per hectare under Multan conditions during model calibration. So similar, in the similar case in figure 2, comparison of simulated and observed values of LAI and total dry matter production in of different sunflower hybrids under different nitrogen rates under the Faisalabad conditions during model calibration is predicted, or you can say presenting in this table graph. While in three figures under the Gujranwala conditions, the trend of LAI as well as TDM of different sunflower hybrids is indicated. In table first, the simulated and observed values for flowering date as well as physiological maturity date of different hybrids in different locations in 2008 used for model calibration. So there was three sunflower hybrids, as I earlier mentioned, in treatments: Hyson 33, Hyson 38 and Pioneer 6493. And in the second column, there were experimental locations: Multan, Faisalabad, Gujranwala, and along with RMSE, residual mean square error. So positive, or you can say most accurate results were obtained from all the sites, but among the sites, more accurate results were obtained from subhumid area, that is Gujranwala, with the RMSE of 0.85%. And among hybrids, Hyson 38 performed very well under Gujranwala conditions, while under Multan conditions, Hyson 33 performed less as compared to the other hybrids. In table second, simulated and observed values for Akeen numbers and final leaf numbers of different hybrids in different locations in 2008 used for model calibration. So similar results are obtained, but in this case in Multan, more close results among simulated and observed values were obtained in case of Akeen numbers as well as final leaf number per plant in all the three locations, in all the three hybrids. So in table 3, the simulated and observed values for Akeen yield in kg per hectare and oil quality, that is in percent of different hybrids in different locations in 2008 used for model calibration. Similarly, Gujranwala performed very well because it was subhumid area and their simulated and observed values were very close, and amount RMSE of 265.7%. Similarly, in Hyson 38, the RMSE was 118.5% for Akeen yield, as well as for oil content, it was 0.7% in Hyson 33, while in case of Hyson 38, it was 2.28%. So, in conclusions, first one is that the Hyson 38 performed very well in terms of Akeen yield as well as in Akeen oil yield at all the three experimental locations. Oil crops on model was calibrated and evaluated under local conditions, and it predicted growth and yield of sunflower to the reasonable accuracy among different sunflower hybrids and in with different nitrogen sublets application. Oil crop sun model was also the most accurate predictor of development and total dry matter production increase, with the best predicted by the model for all sunflower hybrids in nitrogen split application. Oil crop sun model predicted final cane yield satisfactory in both season, that were spring 2008 as well as spring 2009. Simulation of components of cane as well as cane oil yield was satisfactory for all the treatments. And finally, the model was robust and performed satisfactory against the independent data under different environmental conditions. And the future recommendation on the basis of conclusions includes future studies should put more emphasis on modeling and development growth as well as yield of final crops, field crops under different climatic conditions of Pakistan. And the studies on modeling of future impacts of climate change of crop production in Pakistan should be considered on priority basis for food security. And finally, the pictorial view of research trials includes, these were basically the signboard or research board of first year trial of 2008 with the title of Modeling the Impact of Climate Change on Nitrogen Use Efficiency in Sunflower under Different Agroclimatic Conditions in Punjab, Pakistan. All the treatments with student name as well as supervisor name are indicated from the signboard. And this signboard is used for 2009. And this is me in the field with the signboard. As well as this picture shows the clear difference among different nitrogen levels. In left side, there is N1. You can clearly see the difference of color of the crop as well as the height of the crop as compared to N2, that was 60 kg nitrogen per hectare. And in this figure, you can see the difference between N3 that is used, in which 120 kg nitrogen per hectare was used as well as 180 kg nitrogen per hectare was used with different, you can say, plots. And in this figure, you can see the difference between N4 as well as N5, that were 180 kg per hectare, that is N4, and N5, that is 240 kg nitrogen per hectare. And 180 kg nitrogen per hectare performed very, very well as compared to N5, that is 240 kg nitrogen per hectare. But this is economically, you can say, not fit for the crop production for simple farmer. So in this figure, you can see the clear difference between the different flowers of sunflower with different treatments. This is almost similar, but there is a difference of almost 60 kg nitrogen per hectare. And this is the similar, the previous one picture. And this is the difference between different hybrids among Hyson 33. And Hyson 38. While in this figure, you can see the difference of Hyson 33 and Hyson 38 once again. While in this figure, you can see the difference between Hyson 38 and Pioneer 64A93. So this is me during the crop cycle data during development of crop. So, acknowledgement, I want to thank Higher Education Commission of Pakistan, who supported me financially as well as support me in and bear all the expenses of my trip towards USA, as well as I want to thank all the co-authors, especially my supervisor from Pakistan, Dr. Ishfaq Ahmed, Dr. Asghari Bano. She helped me to obtain the NOC to from the university to attend this meeting. As well as I want to thank a lot from my boss from USA, Dr. Garrett Hugenboom, who spent a lot of time for my studies during 2009 and 10 when I was here in University of Georgia for training during my PhDs. Thank you very much for paying.
Thank you.
How many? Can you please repeat? I think I spent around, after taking both year results, I take the results of both years and calibrate the year that was best performing, that was 2008, and its results were very good as compared to 2009, and it spent almost 6 months for calibration of these results.
Thank you.